And now, Coco Enterprises presents How to Talk to Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook. To get us started, here's John Hendricks.
All right, guys, let's talk eggs. Yeah. Do we want them scrambled or sunny side up?
Well, that's preferably that we don't like them all in one basket.
Ah. So it doesn't matter how you like them. We just want to cook them in different pans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's kind of what we're talking about today is keeping our eggs. You know, spreading our eggs out a little bit. You know, the proverbial saying, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's essentially what we're talking about. We're applying this to people's financial lives, because a lot of times they're like, how do I allocate my assets in a way that, you know, what's the optimum allocation of my assets? And you can go, you know, this subject, I mean, you could go on theoretically, you know, talking about this for days, but we basically created this structure that kind of helps guide people of like, now that I have some money, what do I do with it? This kind of helps answer right. that question.
And it's always good to diversify. There's so many ways you can diversify. You can diversify your investments. What we're talking about today is specifically diversifying your overall estate.
Right.
So we're looking at your entire net worth, specifically in three different big chunks.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to get into right now.
Yeah. And if you could just look at your estate and your you know, basically your finances from 35,000 feet up in the air, this is what we'd want to see. We call it the one-third rule, because we want to have a third in what we call user assets, and then we want to have a third in illiquid assets like rental properties, business, and stuff like that, and then we want to have the last third in liquid investments like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, stuff like that. We're going to kind of go through each one of these and explain a little bit in more detail like what those are and why you want to have them in there.
And this is just a target in the future. We understand that during the planning and accumulation phases, which most folks find themselves in investment-wise, it's tough. You buy a house, all of a sudden, maybe 100% of your net worth is tied up in user assets. Mm-hmm. So this is just a long-term target when you're in that preservation or distribution phase of your investments in retirement, that this is how you want your estate diversified.
Yeah.
So the first one is you don't want more than one-third of your estate's value in user assets.
That's right. And a lot of times we'll get some financial documents. People are like, you know, my net worth, like, you know, 1 million or you know, 2.5 million or something like that. And like, great, you know, they want to know when they can retire. And then when you look at their balance sheet, you know, almost half of that is the net worth that they have in their house. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, that doesn't really help us for cash flow planning purposes, because it's really hard to get money out of your house while you're in it.
It's tough when your daughter gets married or you want to buy a new car. It's really hard to sell like 5% of your home to come up with those
your
cash.
Yeah. I suppose you could like rent out a room or something like that.
And, did we go over the user assets? I don't know if we... Did we talk about what they are? We did?
So we don't want to have more than a third in user assets. And user assets are things like your primary residence, your car, your boat, your
automobile, all your
camper,
stuff. The things that you go out and buy and you use on a daily basis, these are your user assets.
Yeah. Yes. And one thing that I noticed when, especially with men that I've seen, is that when they go into retirement, one of the first things they do is they go buy a brand new truck.
That truck or Corvette.
Man,
every time.
That's like the retirement gift for people right now.
Right.
It's like I've worked hard all my life. I'm buying myself a truck.
It used to be the gold watch. You don't see that so much anymore.
No, you don't. But now it's a shiny brand new truck.
That's right.
So we want to see, so in that one third, those user assets, so like your primary residence, cars, trucks, boats, jet skis, whatever, we want to keep it. We want to make sure we limit that to about one third. And then that way we have some, you know, that kind of gives us some flexibility in other areas.
Right. And you don't want to have more than one third of your overall estate's value in illiquid assets. Now, these are things like rental properties, business holdings, things like that outside of your primary home. Most of the time it is just rental properties, very popular in this area.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people, they tend to be comfortable. So if you grew up, or if your career was in real estate, or if you've owned small businesses, you have a lot of familiarity with those things, and they're comfortable to you. And we see a lot of people who have, you know, made their career out of real estate, and they tend to have a lot of real estate, and that, which is great. And there's nothing wrong with that, other than it's like, again, like it kind of limits our options on how we get money out of your estate. Because what they say, they're like dirt rich, or they have a land bank. And for a lot of people, that is true. And then when they're finally ready to retire, we need some income coming in, and we need to figure out a way to to kind of milk some liquid cash out of that. So
absolutely right, and that's a good point because a lot of people, they have preference for certain things. Maybe they like their home, they like their stuff. Some people, they know real estate. Some people, they know stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. So they gravitate towards one thing over a lifetime. Mm. And what they find is in retirement, they are way overweight.
Right.
And not only is that tough in retirement, but if disaster strikes, which we know it does, and we know it will,
right,
it really leaves you exposed.
Yeah. These illiquid assets, again, like businesses and rental property, they're a different type of animal than the user assets. So like your primary residence and like campers, stuff like that. And that these things, we can actually derive some income out of them. So a lot of rental properties, this is a good part of a people's retirement plan, because a lot of times you get, you know, especially if you have good renters and things are stable in your area, you can actually get a pretty nice stream of income off of rental payments. And so there's certainly, we're not saying, you know, definitely not saying don't have rentals, because rentals are an important part of a lot of people's retirement plans. It's just a way we get income. And right, these illiquid assets and these small businesses are a good way to get kind of like, you're essentially creating your own pension in a way.
Exactly.
And we're getting this monthly cash flow payments out of some assets that you have.
So you have your user assets, your home, your boat, your car, your toys. You have your illiquid assets, business holdings, rental properties. And then the last one is you don't want to have more than one third of your overall estate in liquid investments. And these are things like cash, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 401ks, annuities, right, things like that are very easy to sell, very liquid in case you need the money like tomorrow.
Yeah. And these are the ones that I particularly have a preference for, being in the investment
this
industry.
Yes.
And a lot of people do, is that if you're saving up for houses and other things, you tend to be a little overweight in the liquid assets part of your account, especially if you're younger and you're starting out in life. You're gonna be a little overweight in this area, which is not a bad thing.
And again, it's like steering an aircraft carrier into the harbor. The sooner you start making these micro adjustments, the farther out you are, the easier it's going to be. You don't want to be pulling up in your all cockeyed 90 degrees. It's gonna be tough. So this is a very long term target.
Yeah. I used to pride myself on docking my boat on the dock. I give it a little glance at it, just kind of maneuver it in there. And it's the same thing, like Drew said, it's the same thing with your estate, is that you're going to have too much over here, so you move some over here. And that's why we have one third, one third, one third, is because we're always trying to balance this out. And if we get it nice and balanced moving into retirement, you're going to be set up for success.
A little bit like trimming your mustache.
Exactly. Yeah, which is something I probably need to do.
Yeah, it's probably a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And then occasionally things can come by that throw a wrench in this one third rule. And when we get back,
on the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by: never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Wild West Plumbing, Heating, and Drain Service has expanded. They're now your go-to for all air conditioning service and installation. Whether your existing AC unit needs attention or it's time to invest in your home's comfort, think Wild West for air conditioners, ductless mini splits, indoor air quality, and all your HVAC needs. Call today and have your AC serviced before the summer heat. 752-1244. That's 752-1244. Or visit wildwestplumbing.com.
Let's return to How to Talk with Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook.
So, let's say we're humming along, we're building up our assets, is that we're trying to keep everything balanced in this nice one-third rule. We're getting into our 60s, 65, and things are looking good. But a lot of times what happens is that there's this sweet opportunity that comes out of the woodwork. Like you have a chance to be like an owner in some startup business, or you got some once in a lifetime real estate plot of land or something that comes up, and all of a sudden it's like now you have the opportunity that's supposed to be like once in a lifetime to like get down on the ground floor of like a private startup or this undeveloped land or something like that. And a lot of times people's lives are just fine, until this opportunity comes up, and then they kind of you know, there causes a lot of turmoil in their marriage and in their mind, like, you know, should I invest in this? You know, what should I do about it? And it can cause a lot of, you know, angst and conflict and friction in their lives when you get these opportunities that come up.
Right, right. And a lot of times, the farther along you are, closer to retirement, is these opportunities come up.
Yeah.
A lot of times folks will roll over their 401k that they've been investing, yeah. You know, diligently for a lifetime. And it's like, hey, I have this huge 401k plan, but I'm completely underweight in this other category.
Right.
That's where it's really important to start making these changes. It's like, hey, folks will come in our office and be like, hey, I don't think it's wise for you to invest
yeah.
with us. We recommend you start to diversify and put some money in other categories.
Yeah, we see some interesting things, like, you know, you can invest in this private hotel development somewhere in the South, or, you know, you get these private companies that are, you know, supposed to be like really good opportunities with like a lot of high growth potential. And what we do is we basically just take this 1/3 rule. It's like, where are you at in here? It's like, if you've kind of followed the 1/3 rule, you're nicely balanced and maybe you have a little extra cash, then if you want to take some risk on something that you maybe can afford to lose all your money in, great. But if you haven't really balanced out this 1/3 rule, then yeah, maybe we'll take a pass on it. But we kind of use this 1/3 rule to answer those questions. Like, you get these once in a lifetime opportunities. You have 5 days to make a decision, you know, really stressful situation. So the first thing we do is get advice, because mm-hmm. we want to seek other counsel when we have these like high pressure decisions. And when we're talking to people about it, the first thing we look at is like, how is your estate allocated?
Right.
And if we see some holes in that allocation, we'll be like, yeah, maybe you should pass on it. But if things are looking good, you have some extra cash, then maybe that's for you if you yeah. really want to do it.
Yeah, it's good to have advisors, you know, in all three of these categories. You know, there's some really smart people out there, but very rarely do people master each one of these. Right. Usually they're like, hey, I'm the investment property guy. I'm right. the stocks bonds guy. I'm right. the other guy.
Yeah.
But having more even allocation in all three of these categories, it gives you flexibility in retirement.
Right.
Because when disaster strikes or just the general economy's ebb and flow, they're not all going to go up and down at the same time. You wanted some income, maybe we'll sell some stocks and bonds. Maybe we'll look at unloading one of your businesses or some of your investment property. Maybe you have too much primary house. Maybe yeah. we could sell some of those some of those boats and RVs. But it gives us options, which is very powerful in retirement.
Yeah. And if things get bad, you know, is that they're all probably not going to be doing bad at the same time. So it basically goes down to, you know, it's diversified, and or another way to put it is we're not putting all our eggs in one basket.
Right. That's absolutely right.
All right, well, that's all we had for you today, John.
Thank you for joining us for COCO Enterprises, How to Talk to Your Advisor. We'll be here next Thursday at 12:45. If you missed some or you'd like to share it with friends, find today's and past shows on our Facebook page or online at ez.com. Now it's twice as nice. 600 KGEZ is now on translator K243 CM Kalispell, high atop Lone Pine at 96.5 FM. KGEZ.